Hey, hi, hello. I don't know if I should introduce myself. Maybe I should introduce myself. Hi, I am Ray, or She Drinks Monster. And holy shit. I was supposed to be doing this AMA for 100 followers. I planned on doing this AMA for 100 followers. And then within 3 days of me saying, hey, I kind of want to do this thing for this small milestone that I'm kind of excited about, I got another 100 followers. And that's crazy. That's fucking wild. That's insane. Thank you so much for the follows. I really genuinely appreciate it. I'm kind of, like, my mind is kind of overwhelmed. Like, this is wild for me. I've had, like, a lot of profiles on a lot of social media, like, you know, websites, and never have I gotten a following this quickly. And it's not even a following, I don't think, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've never had, like, this many people interested in, like, the bullshit that I do in such a small amount of time. So this is wild to me. Thank you so much, for, you know, your support, I guess. And I sound so lame. I just don't know how to, like, express that I'm really grateful, that I have people that just like to listen to me just fuck around in my room. but yeah, thanks. I guess, before I keep making more of a fool of myself, I should just hop into these questions, right? I'm gonna do actually just that. So I have the comments sorted by oldest to newest. So we're gonna start, with a question from Murmuring. Hey friend. Okay. Congratulations on 100 followers. Thank you. By the time you recorded, I bet it's even higher. It's wild, but I will shut up talking about it. I'm gonna ask a bunch of questions, so feel free to skip as many as you like. I'll start off with more innocent questions and then get dirtier as I go along. Ooh, exciting. Okay, first one. I'm going to throw your D&D question back at you. What race/class do you think you would be in a fantasy world? Okay, so if I were an idealized version of myself, I would like to say that I would be like a water genasi circle of spores druid. Because there is nothing cooler than me to me than being a watery swamp witch. That sounds like top tier, like that's the life that I want to be living. Unfortunately, I'm not an idealized version of me, I am just me. So I think I would be a bard, first off. I would have to be a bard. Because, like, you know, I'm a very artsy person. And I am not short. I am just not of average height. But I think I could be a halfling. A jovial little bard halfling. That is me. Any fun, memorable D&D stories that you would like to share? In my first campaign, I was trying to get my, players to, like, get in the vibe of doing puzzles and shit, because, like, I'd never DM'd before, so I was like, okay, I guess I can throw, like, a little softball, like, easy-to-figure-out puzzle, for them. And it's really just getting them to interact with, you know, the world around them, like, figuring out how that works. So I was doing, this one was for, like, a kind of medieval type, campaign. I let them approach this, like, massive watchtower. Where they entered from the woods, they could see a door. I had an air cocker in the party. She flew up, sussed out the place, found out that there was another trap door up top with a pile of stones next to it. When I say that they literally fucked around for 2 hours trying to figure out their way in from the top, and they neglected the door on the bottom the entire time, and the door on the bottom was actually entirely unlocked. It literally, like, took far longer than I could have ever expected. And that's when I learned that sometimes extraneous information is just frustrating for everyone to go around. Yeah. What is a perfect date to you? Okay. I'm a bit of a nerdy bitch. all my friends know this. It's so tragic that my favorite date that I've ever gone on, it was with this girl that I met off of Tinder. She was lovely. I actually still play D&D with her twice a week. We started like dating, I guess, in December, and it was like, you know, COVID was still like a thing that like we didn't really want to go to each other's houses because we didn't want to like worry about like exposing our parents or our friends to like any COVID-ish type situations. So we met one day at like this half coffee shop, half library type thing, and we got a little private room, and she through high school would play a lot of Magic the Gathering, and I've always wanted to learn how to play, so she sat and she taught me how to play, and it was so much fun. And like literally it was one of my favorite date experiences, because like, I just got like iced coffee and I got to learn a new thing that was really fun, and I have a new obsession because of it. And yeah, and she also like brought along a bunch of other board games, so just like, and it just felt really homey and like sweet, and I just had a really good time. I guess in general a perfect date is learning new board games and just like having a very low-key kind of like fun kind of vibe. So like I like learning things as well, so yeah. What are your favorite shows, movies, or even just something you've been enjoying lately? I watch a lot of TV, I watch a lot of movies, so in theory this should be easy for me. Recently I've been watching a lot of anime, because like for some reason for 3 months out of the year, like consistently I will like dig myself into like an anime hole, and then I won't know how to get out until like, you know, half a year later. I have just finished Horimiya, which was a really, really good show. If you haven't watched it, it's on Hulu. I just watched I watch a lot of like slice of life stuff that's like really sweet. I just watched what's it called? Love is Hard for an Otaku. Ugh, so cute. It's okay, I need to talk about this one. It's basically like, you know how most like love anime, like romance anime, takes place in like high school. This one takes place I had to log into class. this one takes place in a workspace with a bunch of 30-somethings, and it's just so cute, and it's just such a, like a departure from what's so normal, because like I don't like the couple gets together in the first episode, so it's not like working on like all of the like, oh my god, will they, won't they kind of thing. It's like how does this group of adults navigate romance as like still young people, but like, because they're like maybe late 20s, early 30s, how do they like figure out what works for them and what's important to them. It's very cute. Yeah, what else have I watched? I love me some American Horror Story. I love The Haunting of Hill House. I love Criminal Minds. All the stuff that should be cringy. I also really love Glee. That's it, TV. I watch a lot of horror movies. I just watched this awful, awful movie. What was it called? Deadly Illusions. I don't want to say it was awful, because it was awful because I was expecting a horror movie when I went on Netflix. I shouldn't have gone on Netflix. I was Netflix partying with my friend and her roommate, and we all love horror movies, so we were trying to find something that we would all enjoy. And apparently on TikTok, this movie is really big, and it's, like, really good. It's trash. It's not scary. It's awful. It was And it's not even like, oh my god, the effects were so bad. It just wasn't like the story. The story was bad, but it wasn't even a horror movie. Like, it was like almost, it was. Have you guys seen A Quiet Place and how they marketed that as a horror movie? And then, I don't know if it's just me, but it was the same feeling as watching A Quiet Place expecting a horror movie. It was not a horror movie. Like, it was, like, Quiet Place was better than this movie, like, tenfold, but, like, it just was not anything that I was expecting. I love Midsommar. I've watched Midsommar, like, 12 times. I love Hereditary, because I'm basic. I just rewatched Insidious, which was a trip, because that was the first horror movie that I watched, and it terrified me. And I just, watching it now as a adult is hysterical, because, like, it's so bad that it's good. Oh, that's another thing I love. I love movies that are so terrible they're good. Like, I watched this, there's this film, Velocipastor. It's so funny. It was made to be bad. But, like, also stuff like Unfriended. I don't think that was intended to, it was supposed to be, like, a serious movie, I understand that, but it was so bad that it was laughable. that's the kind of stuff that I enjoy and, like, enjoy watching. Do I play any games? Yes, I do. I was one of those losers that got, a Switch at the beginning of the pandemic to play Animal Crossing, but now I usually just play Breath of the Wild. I've been waiting to play Breath of the Wild since 2017, and I just never had a Switch. But now that I do, it's the only thing I play, and I just got all of the expansion packs and shit, so that's really fun. I keep hearing whispers about, like, a second installment of Breath of the Wild. I'm not too, you know. I'm not expecting anything anytime soon. Because, you know, crunch culture is awful, and if they take longer to make a game, then they take longer to make a game. I've been playing a lot of Minecraft lately with my bestie. when I'm at home, I play a lot of Skyrim, because we have, like, you know, an actual Xbox at home, and I didn't want to take that up to campus. Yeah. What do I do to relax? I read a lot. this is gonna sound so lame, but, I am a massive Twihard. I always have been a massive Twihard. And, you know, I will reread. I've been known to reread the entire Twilight series in a weekend if I've had a really, really hard week. Which is kind of tragic because I've only brought Midnight Sun up to campus with me. So it's been rough. What kind of music do you enjoy? Favorite artist? I'm not sure if you can hear what I'm listening to right now. I'm listening to Teddy Hyde, Sock Footed, one of my favorite albums in the world. I love, 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 like, the, like, soft, like, kind of indie vibe. So, like, you know, Teddy Hyde, Orla Gartland, Doty. I don't know if Hozier counts as indie anymore, but, love him. I listen to a lot of everything, but I usually either listen to, like, you know, indie alt rock, all that fun shit, or Broadway. And, like, I'll literally just toggle between those two, vibes, you know. Which is good. It's a fun time. yeah, I won't get into all of the shows that I enjoy. I just enjoy a lot of shows. do you have a type? Yes, I think. I have this thing for nerdy people in general. Like, every single person that I've dated was extremely nerdy. Just, like me, like, you know, I'm a pretty nerdy person, but, like, you know, I had, my favorite date was playing Magic the Gathering in a coffee shop. On the first date I'd ever gone on, I talked about D&D for 2 hours with a dude just because, I mean, he wasn't that interesting, and I needed to entertain myself. But yeah, I tend to attract nerdy people, which is a fun time. I think nerdy guys and girls are very, like, funny and interesting to me. I'm trying to think of something beyond that. Like, you know, politically aware, good sense of humor, like, very kind. I'm not sure if that's a type, though, just qualities that I'm listing. But yeah, that's kind of the person that I, people that I'm attracted to. Have you done anything like this before? Like performing, acting, using your using your voice in some way? I do all of the above. I do a lot of acting. I have been performing since I was 3. Yes. I've played like the violin since I was like a child, like 3 years old, which is very fun. I've played the piano for a little bit less than that. I picked up the guitar when I was like 14, bought my ukulele when I first got a job at 16, and I sing a lot. I make music sometimes. I say I make music. I write down lyrics, put chords to them, and then I'm currently learning how to produce. But yeah. Voice acting is new, though. That's a new thing for me. How did you find GWA, and what made you start recording audios? How did I find GWA? I have a friend who she introduced me to one of her favorite voice actors, but he is like more, I think he's more known on the YouTube sphere. I don't think he really was on Reddit. He was on Tumblr back in the day, and then he moved to YouTube. But I listened to him for a bit. I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Started finding people on my own that I vibed with more, and that's how I kind of ended up on the Reddit, and then also, you know, TikTok was influential in that as well, because for some reason my TikTok For You page woke up one day and chose violence and decided to assault me with all of this information about GWA. So that was part of it. And then why did I start making audios? I am an extremely impulsive person. And one day at 2 a.m., I texted my best friend and I said, hey, one or two. And she said one, and one just happened to be make art audio porn. And I said, okay, bet. And that's why I started making audios. What are your favorite themes to listen to when listening to audios for yourself? A lot of things. I'm very drawn to, like, you know, DDLG, MDLG. I like M sub a lot, but also I like M dom stuff. So like those are the dynamics I usually look for. And then like I don't know. Like if I see the choking tag, I will immediately click. stuff like that, breath play, very fun to me. Do I have any kinks I'd consider a guilty pleasure? I mean, I don't want to be one of those assholes that's like, oh, I don't consider myself to have any guilty pleasures because I don't think pleasure is guilty. But like, it's hard for me to think of anything. I don't know. I mean, two things. One, I, for some reason, genuinely appreciate it if I am a dom with a man and he calls me daddy or sir. Very fun. Or also, if I'm subbing, I love it when someone spits in my mouth. I think that's very hot. And I think that's also a very strange thing to admit. Is there anything sexual that you will never try/do again? So, I'm gonna be very real. I have not had that much experience, so I don't really have things that I've done that I wouldn't do again. I don't know if there's anything that I wouldn't try once, at least. Let's think. Nope. I'm trying to think of, like, I wouldn't really do public play. That is something that gives me mad anxiety. I couldn't do that. That's kind of it. How often do you masturbate? Okay. Like, it depends. Like, sometimes I'm really busy and I just don't get to. I just, like, pass out as soon as I go, like, my head hits the pillow. But also, sometimes I just like to. It's like almost having, like, a little wine before bed. So, like, maybe, like, once a day. What kind of foreplay is your favorite? I really, really enjoy a good makeout session. I think it's very intimate, and asking someone to be vulnerable with you in a very specific way that I find very attractive. Yeah, I think making out is my favorite kind of foreplay action. Ooh, also, like, I think that's kind of included, like, you know, the kissing of the neck, like, nibbling on ears, ugh, everything. favorite sex positions. I really, 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 really enjoy against, I don't know what it's called, but, like, being against a wall, facing each other. I think that's very, very schmexy. would you ever have a threesome? If so, would you prefer two men or two women? This is very circumstantial. This is a very, this is a question dependent on the situation. I would like to have two guys if I were doming and another guy was doming and we just had, like, this, like, shared male sub between us. I think that would be very fun. If there was another woman in the situation, I would like to be the sub. I think that would be very fun. Yeah. Do you prefer your partner to be vocal or quiet during sex? Vocal. Please. Oh my god. I love hearing everything that's going through my partner's mind. Like, I want to know exactly what they're thinking, how good they feel, how good I feel. I just think hearing someone come apart underneath you is, like, the most attractive thing. And also, I don't know, I think I have kind of trained myself to be relatively quiet, because I've always kind of, you know, lived in, like, communal places. So, yeah, I would like a very vocal partner. What phrases turn you on if you're comfortable sharing? Of course I'm comfortable sharing. I love hearing, very casual things in a very, not casual setting. Like, if I am riding someone and they say, "Atta girl," shit. Oh god, it's just so, it like turns my brain to mush. Or, like, I think it's just praise in general, being, like, told that I'm, like, good and that I'm doing so well. Ugh, never fails. What is your favorite way to have a partner make you come? That's a good question. That is a very good question. I think anything involving toys is fun. Like, if I am playing with a partner and they are like, I don't know, like fucking me or something, or I'm fucking them and there's like a vibrator or something involved somewhere, that sounds like fun and I would greatly enjoy that. let's see. Favorite place for a man to come? Everywhere. Okay, wait. Let me be real. Let me try and narrow that down. I'm gonna say anywhere but hair. Just because it's kind of hard to get it out of my hair. But besides that, no limits. Please, everywhere. how do you feel about blowjobs/deep throating? I have a dildo that I think spends more time in my mouth than it does in me, and that is on having an oral fixation. Like, it's so nice. I like it a lot. how do you feel about oral sex being performed on you? This is interesting. I think I like the idea of it. I think it could be a very lovely, very fun time. Actually, no, it would be a very lovely, very fun time. But currently, I don't think I could be that vulnerable with someone to let them see me like that from that angle, just because I am a insecure little bitch. yeah, because like I feel like doing that is like a very trusting like thing that you have to like, I don't know, it's a very vulnerable thing to let someone, you know, go down on you. And I know that I would trust whoever I would like be sexually active with, but I'm not sure if I could let that happen. But it's not off the table. It's something that I would really, really love to enjoy. I just have to work on myself first, you know? how do you feel about ass play in either direction? I talk about this with my friends relatively regularly. I would love to fuck a man and be in his asshole. I would kill for that. I would love to peg someone. I would love to be the one in charge of like milking their little dick. Not the little dick. I don't want to say little dick because some people don't like that. I just really like the idea of milking someone without letting them touch. I think that would be a very fun time. I don't know if I would, like, I would let someone, like, rim me, maybe if I ever, like, you know, work up the courage to that, but I don't know if I would let anyone, fuck my asshole. Sorry, I'm drinking water, because you gotta stay hydrated. do you prefer to be dominant or submissive? I think I'm more submissive leaning these days. I think I've always been more submissive leaning, actually. I didn't really explore my dominant side until the beginning of quarantine. Not the beginning of quarantine, but you know, it's like a journey that we all take. I figured that out that I really, really, really enjoy being in charge and having someone kind of at my mercy and all needy and obedient. That's very fun. So I think I'm more submissive, but I also really enjoy being dominant. Are there any turn-ons that you have not mentioned that you would like to share with us? I mean, have I talked about choking? Have I talked about choking? I want someone to choke me the fuck out. I like light degradation. Like, I like being called someone, like someone's like little slut in a fun way. I think I kind of touched on this, when I said that, like, I love it when someone, like, takes my face and spits in my mouth. I think that's very, very attractive. I also, like, really, I've recently learned that I, really, really enjoy, like, I don't want to say pet play, but, like, I like the nicknames that come with it. Like, if, like, for someone to, like, call me, like, puppy or kitten and, like, snap for my attention. That's different. is there anything else? Oh, I like being called goddess. I forgot how much I enjoyed being called goddess. Because I learned that, like two years ago, last year, something like that. And then I just kind of forgot because people don't do it enough. People don't do that enough. But yeah. What was the last thing you masturbated to? There was this audio that I found last night. Because sometimes, this is going to sound weird, I listen to audio sometimes when I am just trying to go to sleep. So I was fully planning on just, like, because I like to have noise in the background. And why not have nice noise in the background, you know? So I was planning on just, like, listening to this to go to sleep. But it was, like, a very, like, degradation-y kind of, like, art school moment. And it was very attractive, to say the least. Yeah. Do you like to dirty talk IRL? Do you like when other people talk dirty to you? In my day-to-day life, I am actually relatively not a very sexual person. Like, I can do and will continue to curse like a motherfucking sailor. Actually, my New Year's resolution every year is to curse more. So if that counts, but I don't think that's definitely not what you're talking about. I love talking dirty to people in the right settings. If anyone were to talk dirty back to me, I think my brain would implode. Like, I don't think I would know how to function if someone said the things that I say to them back at me. But I think it's kind of like the same way that I'm so bad at taking compliments. If anyone says anything nice to me, then I'm immediately going to be, like, sent to another dimension and not know how to reply. So I can dish it. I just can't take it. Cool. Okay. Next question. Of the four topics listed in this trend for your follow-up audio, which sounds most exciting to you? Let's think. definitely the choking one. Because I just want to be choked out, and I would like to pretend that I was. did you know that you're amazing? I don't think I am, but thank you. You're amazing. So nice. Okay, awesome. Thank you. That was quite a lot. I hope it wasn't too overwhelming for you. It's fine. Like I said, feel free to skip anything or even just cherry pick what you like. Thank you for doing this, AMA. Congrats on this milestone. Thank you so much for all of your questions. I really appreciate it. Okay. Next question by Discerned One. Hey, I just made this account to mostly ask questions here. Honestly, thanks, dude. how are you doing? I am pretty alright. My room is a mess and I have a room check today at 5. But you know what? I will power through it. I will hide my mess for my RA. That's currently how I'm doing. Are you a dog person or a cat person? I've had two dogs. I've never had a cat, but I love both so much. I literally physically cannot for the life of me pick a side. So, like, literally, I have a plan that when I have my own apartment, I'm going to have a dog named Oliver and a cat named Crow, and they are both going to be best friends. yeah. Is making audios fun? I love, love, love making audios, even though I'm constantly terrified that I'm going to, like, expose myself by accident to my roommates. Like, I'm so terrified of recording around, like, my dorm. In my dorm, I shouldn't say around, because I'm just in my room. But, yeah, it's fun. I really, really, really enjoy it. How long have you been on God Wild Audio? 11 days now, which is wild that I have 200 followers in 11 days. That's insane to me. how experienced are you? Not very, and I hope that doesn't come across in my audios. I hope that, I can convince you guys that I am not a fraud, even though I fully am. do you have small or large breasts? That's a good question. Am I allowed to say my size? I don't care. I'm currently a double D. I say currently like they're gonna get bigger. They're probably not. And I think that's fine. I think that is a good size to have. I like them. I think they're very nice. what is something that never fails to make you come? being held down and being like, how can I describe this? Like, there has to be like there's like a lot of, you know, lead up that gets to this point. But feeling as though, like, I am just in this one moment with whoever my partner or partners are. And, like, being forced to, if that makes sense. Like, being held down, having nowhere to go. Maybe tied down, having nowhere to go. And being made, like, and, like, told that. To come, that sounds like a very good time. music change. what kind of audios are you most interested in making? I have been trying my damnedest, looking so hard, high and low, for DDLG scripts for, like, the little in the situation. Like, I want that. I want to do that so, so badly. And I can't find any, and it's a bummer. And I know that they're around, because I've seen them. Because I saw them before I made this account. So I know they're out there. But it's just like, of course, as soon as I start looking for them, do they run and hide from you. But that's okay, because I will find them, and I will fill them. what kind of audios do you not want to make? I don't want to make anything that has to deal with, like, the scarier stuff. Like, realistic rape, realistic dubcon, realistic non-con, realistic incest. Not even realistic incest. Anything incest related at all, I don't want to do. But, like, it's different. Like, in, like, the elf girlfriend one that I did, that I, like, really had a fun time filling. That was, like, very clearly, like, oh no, don't fuck me, I would never, like, it was like very, like, clearly like a roleplay situation, and I thought that was very fun. But like actual, like, you know, like, someone, there's nothing that will turn me off quicker than someone saying no, I don't want this, and sounding like they mean it. Like, that's just like that, like, will set off like a fight or flight response in my head, and I don't want to feel like that. Like, that gives me mad anxiety, and I don't like feeling like that, and I don't like making other people feel like that. Also, I'm so excited that I get to talk about this. Race play is something that I will never do, and I mean, you know, I'm a black female, living in America, so, like, I have a lot of thoughts on the situation. I won't get into it, because I feel like no one really cares about it, as much as, like, you know, I feel like people care about it, but I feel like, some people care about it for the wrong reasons, and I don't want to bring shit on myself, but I will never, you will never catch me wearing the stars and bars. Oh my god. The coonery. Like, I'm not calling anyone a coon. Sorry. That's so mean. I'm so sorry for anyone that enjoys it. But that's just something that I will never, ever, do. Sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry about that one. Do I have sex toys? I do, and I love them dearly, even though I probably paid far too much for them. Thank you for answering. Sorry if 10 questions is too much. It's totally cool. I love the questions. I'm looking forward to the AMA. Thanks. Thank you for your questions. Oh, you actually asked another one about my hyperfixations. I came here from Tumblr. So I basically have been using Reddit as Tumblr. So, like, I had, like, a million blogs on Tumblr. I have a million accounts here. Just dedicated to, like, different things. Like, I have a D&D one. I have one for, like, a bunch of shows that I'm interested in. I have a Marvel-related one. yeah. Like, it's crazy how much information I know about the MCU. And how excited I am for Loki to come out. Holy shit. Hot take. I thought the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like, I thought it was really, like, interesting and very cool to see Disney try it and cover, like, you know, black issues. And then the end felt very propaganda-y. Like, I know it happened in the comics or some shit. But, like, I won't say it for spoilers' sake, but it felt very propaganda-y to me at the end. It felt like there was a very clear, can I say it? Can I talk about this? I don't want to okay, spoilers, if you don't want to, I'll put a timestamp, I guess, if you don't want to hear spoilers about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was just seeing Sam in red, white, and blue talking about how, like, I love America, but there are, like, things that we can do to fix it. Like, I get the vibe they were going for. I appreciate the vibe that they were going for. But it was, like, America, like, what's his name? Isaiah, I think, said it right. America would never stand for a black Captain America. And, like, I think it's cool that they did that, but I don't know. It felt fabricated. Like, he would not have had that much, like, support. There would have been, like, I would have liked to see the backlash and, like, him deal. I guess that's what the next Captain America movie will be. But I hope that's what the next Captain America movie will be. But, you know. It's Disney. I'm not gonna put too much stock in how they're gonna handle black issues. It's okay. I am excited for Loki, though. I'm also very excited for the new Doctor Strange movie. I've been waiting for that for fucking ages. Anyway, I'll move on. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, cool. Next question by Low Growl. Hi, friend. You'll definitely have many, many more followers in a very short order. I'm so impressed. Thank you so much. I would love to hear you answer. Favorite dessert and why? Either mint chip ice cream or salted caramel ice cream. And I know that it's childish to say ice cream is my favorite, but it is. It's so yummy and so refreshing. And I know that mint chip tastes like medicine to a lot of people. It tasted like medicine to me when I first tried it. But holy shit, it's so yummy. Specifically, I don't know if anyone's ever had, like, Talenti gelato, but their mint, Like, it's like mint and like chocolate cookie like one. It's so yummy. How did you first discover GWA / what's your GWA origin story? Kind of described earlier. So, cliff notes. Had a friend was horny, friend got me on horny side of YouTube, and then I found GWA, and then I have no impulse control. What is your favorite way to dress, if it's just you and you chill for a day indoors? I love me some, like, very comfy, either, like, leggings or, like, legging shorts, you know what I mean? And a sweatshirt. That's my go-to fit if I'm just chilling in my room alone. That's not to say that when I'm not a fashionable person, because I am, and I take pride in it. whenever I go out, I'll definitely, like, look nice. Like, I'll wear jeans and, like, a button-down, because I love button-downs. That's a staple in every queer person's, closet. I usually put on a full face of makeup, and that is for no one else but myself. No one cares, but I love, wakes me up in the morning. Instead of reaching for coffee, which I drink a lot of coffee and Monster, caffeine is almost an addiction for me. I'll wake up in the morning and, put on a full face of makeup, and that's how I will wake up. It's great. How do you unwind your brain? I do a lot of writing. I will, like, write for D&D, I'll write for not D&D. I enjoy writing so much that, like, I used to write people's papers on topics that would inspire me for no payment at all. Now I charge. But, like, I used to, like, just get so much joy out of it that I would just, like, if there was, like, a political paper that someone didn't feel like writing that I thought was very interesting, I would do it and just have fun with it. Because I'm good at it, they would get A's, and then I would struggle in my STEM classes. But, yeah, I do a lot of writing. I also, like, write, like, songs and stuff, lyrics and stuff. Let's open my notes up, because I have a lot of lyrics in my notes up. Let's see if there's anything that I think is worth sharing. Let's see. I feel like a lot of my shit's, like, stuff that you should never share with anyone. Like, stuff that, is, like, oh, these are my 2 a.m. thoughts or 3 a.m. thoughts. So, actually, we're just not going to read my notes app lyrics. If you could visit one place on the planet, where would you go and who would you bring along? I would love to go to Japan. I think Japan is so pretty. And I would probably bring my best friend, because she also really enjoys traveling. What is the most erotic, non-obvious place to be touched or to touch? I don't know if this counts. I love, because I know that this is, hair pulling is a thing, but I love, playing with people's hair, not, like, pulling it, just playing with it. Like, I'm a very touchy person. I have always been a very touchy person, especially pre-COVID. Like, I would always, like, be, like, holding someone's hand or leaning on someone or, playing with someone's hair constantly. But also don't touch my hair. So, let me think of another one. I love feeling someone's hands on my shoulders. That's a very fun feeling to me. What would be your secret alternate career path if you suddenly had to change directions in your life? I want to be on Broadway. So badly do I want to be on Broadway. But currently I am a STEM major who is due for around 3 more years in STEM, and then if I do what I want to do, I have to... I'm gonna make another major life change, because I'm good at STEM stuff. I'm good at, should I say my major? I don't care. I'm, like, a pretty good biology major. I'm good at the classes, except for chemistry. That's a struggle, but, everything else, I kind of really dislike it. Like, I hate, like, the culture around, not the culture, I just hate, like, it's just so rough. Like, I can take the classes, but, like, it's just so rough, and it's not good for mental health, so I want to get out of it. So, I'm going to change that ASAP, but ASAP seems to be 3 years away. But yeah, thank you for your questions. Not a guest account asks, what are your favorite tags to work with? I want to figure out what scripts might fit your bill. I mean, if you have any DDLG fix, not fix, wow, that's embarrassing, any DDLG scripts that you are looking to fill, send them my way. I've been looking, I've been struggling. Let me see what else. Ooh, overstimulation. Either way, yeah, that one. Cool. Thank you for your question. Mr. Tinkles asks, nice name. did I ask too many questions? Maybe. There's no such thing as too many questions. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and which do you wish there were more of? I wish there were more tags of people calling the listener goddess. I think that needs to be a thing. We are completely undervaluing that term of endearment. Shit, I might make one, just because I love it so much. I think it's... I'm also very attracted to, like, you know, obviously, like, breath play, like, you know, I've already talked about, like, DDLG, MDLG, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, I just like a very, like, most of the time, whenever I'm listening to audios, I tend to, like, be pulled to, like, you know, a very dominant figure, instead of, like, I like to be the sub. So I guess I'm more of a sub. So, I really tend to listen to those, mostly. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? Example, during their orgasm, during foreplay, perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you, etc., etc. Hold up. Okay, I had to leave class. okay. So, when you say Rickroll someone, do you mean, like, actually, like, play the song? Because I don't think that's ever... I don't think that's ever a situation. Or do you mean kind of just, like, leave them all wanting and needy and desperate? Because I think that is always fun. One of my favorite things to do is make someone wait. So, yeah, like, I think it's fun at any time. But I think it's most fun, specifically, like, when you're, like, I would be getting someone else off, and then, like, it's, like, a very fun form of edging for me, I guess. Yeah, so I think that is a very fun time. What is your favorite thing to do after getting some good lovin'? Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Game of Thrones season 8 was so bad, etc. I love to cuddle, obviously. I love some good cuddles. I also really like watching movies, so I'll probably, like, I enjoy turning on, like, you know, like a good Marvel movie or something. Yeah. What is your favorite position, and is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched, wow, I cannot read, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. If the woman actually doesn't breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Rar, rar, give me your treasures, human." It's not dragon style, I will say. I've had more time to think about it. Definitely being against the wall, facing each other. Yes, top tier. What fictional character possesses the most qualities you look for in a romantic partner? For example, I like guys who are eager to please, have unusual speech patterns, Jesus Christ, and have absolutely magical hands, which is why I love Dobby the house elf. This is so lame. I literally just talked about how much I really, like, love nerdy people, and of course the only people coming to mind are Dr. Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds and Tony Stark. That's so tragic. But yep, that's it. Do you fap to audios, or do you just listen to them for purely intellectual purposes? If it's the latter, do you do it while cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay and criticizing things you dislike about the audio? This audio's volume is so low that I'd expect it to fly off in the Millennium Falcon. I do both, you know. Like, sometimes I will need to research things and, like, how people interact with each other in certain situations. And that's when, like, I will, like, go searching for, like, a certain tag. Like, I've been researching degradation so I could, like, write a little, degradation idea that I had a while back. But I have to learn more about it. So, like, I'll do it for research, also for, like, how I enjoy, like, what I enjoy about audios. I don't really, pick apart what I don't like, because I feel like that would be mean. I just really, like, take what I, like, I'll listen to something, and I'll take, like, what I think is good, what I think I should be doing better, stuff like that. But also, people on this subreddit have very attractive voices. And it's very easy to get caught up in that as I'm researching. So, usually a research session will turn into me doing things, living life. What faraway places have you traveled to? What place would you really like to travel to? And most importantly, what part of the world would you like to go for sexy activities? In high school, I went to the UK with my English class 1 year. We went to England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. And it was a lovely time. We were supposed to go to Paris, and I really wish we got to go to Paris, but that was the same year that, you know, the Eiffel Tower got bombed, which was very unfortunate. So we did not end up going there. What places would you really like to travel to? I already said Japan, but I would also really love to explore, like, Greece and Spain, Denmark. I'd kill to go to Amsterdam. Oh, I would also really love to go to Africa. How did I not say that? I would kill to go to Africa. And what part of the world would you most like to go for sexy activities? For some reason, LA is coming to mind. I don't know why. It's a city, but I would love to have sex in LA. Despite not being British, who says I'm not British? In fact, despite not being British and being much older than 11, Hogwarts sends you a letter inviting you to attend. What house would you join, and what do you think your favorite class would be? I have such a bad British accent, but, like, you brought this on yourself by saying I'm not British. Well, I can say that as a child, in my youth, I can't do it anymore. This is so bad. I can't, it's not even a British accent, man. I'm so bad at voices. As a kid, I took a lot of, like, Pottermore quizzes. Like, I've taken it over and over, and every single time I would get Hufflepuff. So I guess I am a Hufflepuff, and I will be until the day I die. Which is lovely. I love being a Hufflepuff. It's, like, very, like, a nice thing about me, I think. Very much so fits with my ENFP personality. And what would my favorite class be? I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't know much about Harry Potter, despite the fact that I have a wand from Universal. An interactive wand at that. But for some reason, the only thing that's coming to mind is alchemy. So I guess it's alchemy until further notice. You've entered a monogamous relationship with a guy who's sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good-looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hang-up, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex, and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth, though his skills at cunnilingus is insanely amazing. Do you think you could stay together with a guy like this, or would you dump him and seek another wizard who will let you ride his broomstick for your nightly two-player Quidditch matches? See, that's an interesting question. I would definitely stay in the relationship with him, for multiple reasons. Like, one, maybe he is, like, a trans man and just isn't comfortable with his bottom yet, at which I would say that makes total sense, and I would, like, continue to, like, you know, be, like, in a relationship with him. But also, like, I feel like there's more to sex than just being penetrative. Like, and I think that maybe it's because of me being queer that I think this. Like, I don't think all sex has to be penetrative, and I think that there are ways that we can have a lot of fun separately. Not separately, but you know what I mean. Together, without having something enter something else. Yeah, I think it would be I think I would still definitely stay in that relationship. And, you know, it is a relationship. Like, there are things that you have to work on that go two ways, you know? So if this is, like, the only aspect of a relationship that I have, that there are issues, then, I think it would be silly, personally, like, this is just all my opinion, of course. I think it would be silly to, let, like, such a good a good solid relationship go just because of something that can be fixed and there are, like, alternatives, you know. Okay, do you like music playing in the background while you get it on, or do you prefer relative silence during sexy times, or do you just prefer to shout random quotes from movies / video games during sex? For example, you want me to call you daddy? No, I am your father. That's funny. I love music. I like having music playing all the time. Like, for example, I literally have been playing the Orion Experience I forgot to answer that part. I just realized, I forget who, I think it was Murmuring asked about who my favorite artist was. Currently my favorite artist is the Orion Experience. Cosmic Handy is such a good album. Okay, back to the question. Do I listen to music during sex? Yes, I do. I think it's great. I have a playlist for it and everything. There's a lot of Arctic Monkeys on it for reasons. Yeah. And finally, what is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? Unless you fulfilled all your sexual fantasies, in which case, what's your favorite fast food? I'll answer both of those. I would love to be rendered helpless in any capacity. Like, I would love to be tied up, and be forced to, I would just love to be tied up and be made to come. Or tie someone up. Ooh, actually, no, that one's more fun. I would love to just tie someone up and put a vibrator in or on them and just watch. That is something that I would love to do. That's my number one. And my favorite fast food. This is gonna sound so awful. If I could, I would live in a Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell so much, and I know it's such trash food, but I fucking love it. So good. So good. Thank you for your questions. Okay, next we have Xenosonic 1. I have one if you're still taking. How easy or hard is it for you to listen back to your own voice? I personally can't watch or listen to anything that I'm a part of. I hate it. I hate it like none other. And that's so, like, weird for me, I think, because, like, you know, I make music. I am an actress, so I have to, like, watch back to, like, videos of my performances. And I just hate it so much. I think I have the worst voice in the world. I don't get it. But, like, I hate listening to my voice, and I have to do it, like, relatively often for this stuff. Specifically, I hate listening to my voice in this context, but, like, I'll do it because I enjoy doing it so much, but, like, I usually retroactively make my sound effects, so it's, like, I have to do it, and it's just a nightmare every time. thank you for your question. And finally, we have Salty Boy Shaken, who asks, hit me with that fucking D&D knowledge. Bet, I got you. Favorite class. Okay, I'm gonna give you three. Circle of Spores Druid. I've already talked about this. Oh, shit. Oathbreaker Paladin. So cool. So many ways to make that so cool. And finally, Shadow Magic Sorcerer. Yes. Yeah. That's it. Favorite spell. There are a lot of cool spells. I like Polymorph. I think Polymorph is really cool. Hold Person is good utility-wise. As is Pass Without Trace. I use that relatively often. Ooh, Gift of Gab is funny. I don't think that's an original, official spell. It's basically, for people who don't know, you can, you can basically, if you say something that you're like, holy shit, I shouldn't have said that in character, you can cast Gift of Gab. And, like, the person who you're casting it on will forget that you said anything. Like, my favorite way to use it, that I've used it in campaigns, is to gauge people's reaction when I say things. So, like, if I know that there is a, like, say there's, like, a, Tyranny is about to, like, consume a kingdom, I will say, like, I'll say, like, fuck, what's a good example? Like, here's a good example. Imagine if you were living in, like, Captain America and Hydra was a thing. If you said Hail Hydra to someone who knew exactly what the fuck it meant, and then they were like, you're not a part of Hydra, you would cast Gift of Gab, and they would forget that you knew anything about it. And I think that's so cool. It's also very game-breaky and very, like, a cheaty kind of spell, so I tend to try and not use it because I don't want my DMs to hate me. But also, I think the coolest spell is Power Word Kill. I've had a NPC who was, like, this big scary bad guy who has, like, kill characters using Power Word Kill, and I loved it. Very cool. Cool. What is your go-to voice for an NPC? I'm so bad at voices. So if it's not my own voice, Like for dudes, I'll like go a little bit lower and do this kind of like gravelly kind of like like a very like raspy, like kind of like if someone were like, you know, like smoking like a pack a day for like years, this is the kind of voice that I'll go to. But also like I have no perception of how old children are, so like anyone who is like less than like 10 gets my baby voice, and that's just how it is. So it's either my voice, this gravelly voice, or wow, that was not a good one. I don't know if I want to do my baby voice. I think it's kind of cute sometimes, like if I'm trying to be a cute little kid. But yeah, I do that. I don't want to do it. Like, that was not it, what I tried to do earlier. I don't know why I went into that weird, like, nasally thing. That's not my kid voice, but that's okay. And finally, I don't know, just nerd out about something. I will nerd out about this new character that I built. Holy shit, they're so cool. Okay. So, this is for a campaign that I was recently invited into. And I built this character. Their name is Atlas Templeton Doe. And they are so cool. They're a shadow magic sorcerer. Seventh level shadow magic sorcerer. And a third level College of Whispers bard. And they're so fucking dope. they have, like, there is no way that in any game that I'm ever playing again, if I'm ever playing a charisma caster, that I don't take at least two levels in bard. Like, Jack of all trades is so useful. Like, it's crazy. And, like, the plus two to, like, all of your stats, because, like, not stats, all of your skill checks, is so helpful. Like, I like to optimize my characters. I do. I'm a little lame like that. I love optimizing my characters. So, like, that usually means that I end up with dump stats, where I just end up having, like, a third of my skill checks are negative one. Which, like, you know, I've played characters like that, it's fine. It's kind of funny to be bad at some things and just be, like, insanely good at others. It's straight. Jack of all trades just demolishes that, like, being bad at shit part. Like, it's so fun. But yeah. I'll talk about their backstory, because they're so unbelievably fun. Okay, so, background. Campaign takes place in a post-apocalyptic world, where it's believed that the surface of the Earth is, like, entirely fucked and unlivable. So they built up and they created, like, six things called spires that they live on, right? My character comes from the surface, and they were created in the image of one of the three major gods that affect the Earth, or the planet. I'm not sure if it's on Earth. The planet, the sleeper gods, for life, death, and blood. They are a echo, or a creation of, the, life god, right? So, essentially, they were created for bereavement purposes, right? So, they will actively, like, comfort people in the life community who have been affected by death in some way. And eventually, they started believing the things that they were telling, like, family members and people. They would, like, say, oh, yeah, it's okay, they've moved on to a better, like, a better place, it's just a new chapter in their life. They're still, energy isn't destroyed, it's just changed, so they're still with you. And they started believing that. And then they began to believe that death was actually just a form of energy transference, because essentially it kind of is. So they would help people move on to this next chapter of their life And therefore, in their mind, furthering the vision of the life god. The people in the community, when they found out, were not very happy, and Atlas was, you know, banished. And now they have, like, this community of zealots that kind of follow them. And they followed them to this death camp that now they work with the death god. Where they, you know, are gay and do crime. It's really cool, and I love them so much. I've always wanted to play, like, a religious zealot, but I've never really wanted to play, like, a warlock or a, cleric. I've played an Oathbreaker paladin, and I guess I could have played that as a religious zealot, but I ended up doing that more as a, I betrayed my, patron kind of way, which is fine. But I'm very excited to play this character. I've done one session with them, and holy shit. Oh my god, it's so cool to be powerful. It's so cool to be powerful. But yeah, I think I have ranted on enough. That, I believe, yes, was the last question. So, thank you so, so much for listening. Once again, thank you for following. 200 followers in 11 days is crazy. It's fucking insane. And I really, really appreciate it. The audio that was made in conjunction with this is from a wonderful script by... Let me pull it up. By Lil Cat Paws. And it's really good. Very fun. Pegging, degradation, mistress, it's all a good time. A nice little blowjob. So, look forward to that. It's actually probably gonna be uploaded. It will be uploaded probably before this is going up, just so I can have something to tag it to. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for asking questions. I really hope you didn't listen to this whole thing. I'd feel really bad if you did, because I just wasted, like, an hour and 17 minutes of your life. yeah, thank you so much. Just for everything. I really, really, really appreciate it. So yeah, I will tag the other audio in this post. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Week, year, happy trails.